Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Of course, a story like this was published first in the UK's Daily Mail, but we'll talk about it now here on the RRS because it's a new epidemic. No, it's not sleepwalking. No, it's not sleep eating. It's sleep texting. Have you ever done this before? Apparently now, doctors are discovering that people who sleep with their phones by their bed, a lot of people do this for the alarm purpose, of course, will actually text people while they're sleeping. Ryan McCormick, a partner with Goldman and McCormick PR based in New York City, joins me now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. And Ryan, what I find interesting is that you have actually committed this before. You have texted while you were sleeping.
Oh, I've done it before, and I do it on a somewhat regular basis. I sleep with my BlackBerry next to my pillow. My wife might not always sleep next to me, but my BlackBerry always does. It always has a place. So, we are one and the same. Yeah, I've had vivid dreams. Well, I've actually had dreams. I was really aware of what was going on, and I've actually sent out messages and things. I've woken up and sent text messages, or I've done it in my sleep. And yeah, I can tell you this. I've never had a really negative experience. I've always sent like positive texts. I send texts that maybe not necessarily be so coherent, but they're all positive.
Never anything embarrassing you've sent while you were sleeping?
No, I actually haven't. I think that what happens is that my partner Mark and I, we work so much. We're always in that game mode. So I don't think we never really fully relax or snap out of it. So I think I'm always on call. I've sent messages to clients and messages to press contacts at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, saying, oh, by the way, do you need someone for today, or do you need this person or that person? And it's, I've never really said anything bad, so maybe it's bound to happen, but so far, been good.
Well, not so far, so good at least. Ryan McCormick from Goldman and McCormick PR here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're talking about people who text while they sleep. Now, you send these texts, you send these messages, Ryan. Do you actually have conversations? Do you end up going back and forth with people at 3 and 4 in the morning?
No, not really. I don't really. Yeah, that's the one part about it. I don't really have conversations. I usually send one or two text messages.
And then that's it. Then you're back out for the count. Have you thought about going to a doctor to get this checked out, Ryan?
No, absolutely not. I feel like as long as I'm not a threat or a danger to anyone, it's fine. It's just an extension of what I do. I love the fact that I do it because it just tells me that even when I'm sleeping, I work in my sleep. And it's a cool thing to say. And what's kind of cool is a couple of times I've actually gotten responses from people. I've actually sent a text message to a media guy, like a producer, 2 a.m. I said, do you need someone for this time? And they wrote back saying, yes, I actually woke up and I got a client on their show. I wish I did it more often.
If it's good for business and your wife will tolerate it, I guess there's no reason to seek treatment for it, huh?
She doesn't tolerate it. She just, she ignores it. She just looks at me.
Hey, whatever. Same thing, right?
Yeah, what's kind of cool about it is that when I'm texting you, she doesn't have the ability to put a pillow over my head and squeeze. So she's like, wait a second, I'll wait till he's done with this text message before I do.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. We'll link to this story, and of course we'll link you up with Ryan on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Ryan McCormick from Goldman and McCormick PR. Yes, he admits that he texts while he sleeps. This new epidemic that I hope I don't get into.
It's a beautiful epidemic. I wish everyone had it. better than drugs.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that. Ryan, thanks for the 411, buddy.
Thank you so much, Ralphie.